Tesla is reportedly very close to level 5 autonomous driving technology. He's extremely confident that it could happen before the end of the year. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Missy Cummings, professor of electrical and computer engineering at Duke University and an expert on self-driving and autonomous cars. Professor, thanks for joining us this morning. You know, just to clear it up, level 5 autonomy, precisely what does that mean?
Well, by the rubric that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has set out, level 5 is when the car drives itself and doesn't even have a steering wheel or brakes for a person to operate.
This seems to have come a lot faster than many people expected. I mean, hadn't we just heard within the last 6 months or so that things had cropped up and it looked like maybe autonomous vehicles had had a little bit of a setback?
Yes. I mean, that's in fact where we are. I mean, there is no way, shape, or form that the car is going to be level 5. I mean, that assumes, you know, unless Elon's going to take out all the steering wheels and the brakes, he doesn't really understand what level 5 is. I think what he means is level 4, but he's not even going to get level 4.
What's still missing?
The perception systems of the cars don't work. Their eyes and their brain, the eyes hooked to the brain of the car, still do not work reliably.
And so this is really important, obviously, when it comes to, like, detecting a pedestrian in front of you?
Among other things, but the cars still don't work very well in any kind of weather conditions, long shadows during, when the sun is going down at night. We know that the Tesla perception systems, and in fact, I just got done testing them on a closed track. The news is it's really a bad system, and we're going to publish these results in about a month, but there's no way, I can guarantee you are not going to see level 5 out of Elon Musk this year, next year, or any year.
Well, and to make it even more confusing is, in his announcement, he said that this could be achieved with existing technology inside Teslas that are shipping today.
No, that's wrong. That is not true.
Well, what should we expect next? If he is absolutely wrong about this, what's the best we have now?
Well, I think he's doing this just to generate some excitement over the stock price. And, you know, I think he needs a moment to say, you know, yes, you know, he wants more fame out of what's happening with the Tesla. But I think what we can realistically expect is no car manufacturer is going to see level 4 or level 5. That's any kind of self-driving. You're not going to see it in the next few years outside of maybe small, slow-speed shuttles.
So precisely what needs to happen to reach level 4?
So they've got to find a different way to do computer vision. We need a completely new way. We almost need to clean sheet how we do computer vision. And that's going to take years, not weeks.
So LiDAR is not going to get it done?
No, LiDAR, you know, there is some rumor that that Tesla is going to add LiDAR, but Waymo can tell you that right now. Even if you add LiDAR, it's not going to make the cars reliable enough to operate under all conditions without external input.
Professor Cummings, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate your insights and your input. Missy Cummings, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Duke University and expert on self-driving and autonomous cars.